something like that.
A dock.
Okay. Do you ever use the word wharf?
I think that we've always used dock more than wharf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, again, maybe a place in the mountains where water drops over and falls for a long distance? You would just call that a...
A waterfall?
Sure.
Or do you mean just right. The little tiny drops?
Well, a big one.
I would call it a waterfall.
Okay. What about the road system here in Leon County? Is it pretty good as far as the surfacing goes?
Generally, I think it is.
What are most of the surfaces made out of?
I think now they're using asphalt. Used to use rocks.
Sure. That black sticky substance that is used in asphalt, you would just call that?
Tar.
Right. And you mentioned rocks. If you just had a small rocks crushed up on a road, you would call that a?
A gravel road.
Do you have any roads in Leon County that are just no asphalt or anything? You just got
clay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's still quite a few.
Would a clay road? Would it be, if I call that a dirt road, would I be in the ballpark?
We used to call them dirt roads. They didn't have clay on them unless it just happened to be there.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about if you were traveling along out in the country and you came to a little road that went off the main road that you were traveling on? What kind of road would you call that?
Oh, that'd be an old sand road.
Sand road.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard people use the word side road or?
Oh yes, you'd have a side road. That could be a...
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You ever heard people refer to a road as a farm to market road?
Not in conversation. No, we didn't refer to them as that.
What about a road that goes off the main road up to a man's house?
I remember ours was called an avenue.
Is that right?
This might have been something that we kids mm-hmm. gave it, but this was when I was very young. I don't know what you would call that.
Might some people call
it a path?
Yeah, okay. Would that be a driveway? Ever?
Oh, yes, now it is, but back when I was growing up, I don't think it was a driveway. Might have been.
What about a place maybe out in the field or out in the pasture where cows would walk along? You know, they'd go the same way every time and they'd beat a place down?
Oh, they'd have a trail.
Be a trail.
They still make trails, too.
Right. Sure. What would you call a place in the city where pedestrians would walk along the side of the street?
The sidewalk?
Sure. Do you have a name for, you know, sometimes there's some grass between the sidewalk and the street?
It's the median.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard the word tree lawn used for that?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if a dog jumped out from behind some bushes and frightened you, in order to protect yourself, you might bend over and pick up a
rock?
Yeah.
Throw it?
Sure. You ever heard people use any other expression besides?
Chunk. I know that's what you want
right.
me to say. I chunked
right.
it at him.
Yeah. Right. That would be the same as throwing it?
I'm sure it would be.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if you go to somebody's house looking for a person, he might meet you out in the front yard and say, well, I'm sorry, but he's not...
He's not here. He's not at home.
Sure. Or if the person is there, but he's cooking, let's say, the fellow in the front yard, you might say, oh, yeah, he's...
He's cooking?
Well,
he's busy?
If he was going to locate him for you in the house, he'd say, oh, he's in...
He's inside, or he's in the house?